Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is an Understanding the Lyrics episode. I really like doing these because it means that I can go back and listen to some of my favourite songs and spend a little bit of time thinking about the lyrics to the song and what they really mean. So it's really, really interesting. And today we're going to look at a really great song by Carly Simon called You're So Vain. So first of all, what does the word vain mean? Well, it means arrogant. If you think you're really fantastic and you look at yourself in the mirror all the time, then you are vain. We're not 100% sure who she is talking about in this song. Some people have suggested that it might be Mick Jagger or possibly the singer James Taylor, but she has said it's not about either of those, so we don't actually know who the song is about. But anyway, let's take a look at the lyrics. And it starts off with her whispering, "Son of a gun." And this is usually when we're referring to a person, usually a man, who has annoyed you or upset you in some way. Son of a gun. And then it goes into the first verse. "You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht, your hat strategically dipped below one eye, your scarf, it was apricot." That's the first verse. Just going to look very quickly at the word yacht. This is a very large, posh boat. Notice the spelling, Y-A-C-H-T, but the pronunciation, yacht. And then that next bit, "your hat strategically dipped," meaning lowered below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. "You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte." Well, to gavotte, well, I'm not sure if this is strictly a verb, but gavotte is a French dance. "And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. And then we get into the chorus. You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. You're so vain, I'll bet you think this song is about you. Don't you, don't you?" Let's have a look at a couple of things in the chorus. First of all, "I'll bet." This is quite conversational, casual English, which means "I am sure." And you could say "I bet" or "I'll bet." For example, "I bet you were cold because you didn't take a coat." Or you could say "I'll bet." Both are acceptable. And then notice as well the question tag at the end of that chorus. "Don't you, don't you." Okay, let's move on to the next verse. "You had me several years ago when I was still quite naive, when you said that we made such a pretty pair and that you would never leave." So the word "naive" means innocent, in the way that you make decisions, probably not making good decisions if you're quite naive. You're making bad decisions because of your inexperience and your innocence. "When you said that we make such a pretty pair," a pair in this context meaning a couple, a relationship, "and that you would never leave. But you gave away the things you loved, and one of them was me. I had some dreams. They were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee." Let's just take a look back at the phrasal verb at the start of that bit. "You gave away the things you loved." If you give something away or give someone away, like in this context, then you don't want that thing or person anymore. Okay, and then it goes into the verse, which we've done. So we'll skip the next bit and we'll move straight on to the last verse. "Well, I hear you went up to Saratoga and your horse naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun." So speaking about this very glamorous, exciting life that this person leads and the luck as well that they have. "Well, you're where you should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife of a close friend." Wife of a close friend. So maybe we're seeing now what this person that she's talking about is up to, what they do, maybe. some bad things, potentially. And then into the chorus. You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. And those are the lyrics to Carly Simon's You're So Vain. Go back and listen to the song again, and hopefully you'll have a better understanding about some or all of those lyrics. And it's a great song as well. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, if you have any ideas for songs that you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then please send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.